This is a sadhana or initiation for Chenrezig, the compassionate one. May all our efforts benefit all beings. First, one should take refuge in the traditional form of the refuge tree, with faith in the teachers and all those who have gone before, and with a great yearning for shelter in the midst of samsara. One should believe that this refuge can be obtained. May all beings, my mothers, through the great wholesomeness of this practice, be freed from suffering. For the sake of all sentient beings, may I come to the realization of that great compassion which is inseparable from the activity that stirs to the depth of samsara. It is for this purpose that I am practicing this meditation. Now, turning awareness within, one should contemplate the essential emptiness of one's being, seeing the space rather than the molecules of form, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. One's body becomes hollow. All feelings, sounds, and thoughts are like the wind blowing in space, emptiness moving in emptiness. While visualizing the body as completely hollow, repeat the mantra, Om Svabhava Shuddhasara Dharma Svabhava Shuddhohom. Om Svabhava Shuddhasara Dharma Svabhava Shuddhohom. Om Svabhava Shuddhasara Dharma Svabhava Shuddhohom. In essence, all dharmas, including myself, are pure. From the emptiness, a shimmer of energy above one's head forms into a lotus in full bloom, radiant and beautiful. In the center of this lotus, there appears a moon disk lying flat and radiating moon-colored light. The light swirls above the moon disk and forms into the Tibetan letter Hri. The Hri can be visualized as shining white light, which emanates rainbow light. Rainbow light here is of five colors, white, red, yellow, green, and blue, all together appearing as white. Rainbow light appearing white radiates out from the Hri in all directions as an offering to all the Buddhas throughout time and space. The light returns, converging upon the Hri, carrying with it the blessings of all the Buddhas. Again, the light is offered to all the universe, bathing all manifestations, and upon its return, all the seeds of karma, the motivation for activity, are purified. All disease, unwholesomeness, pain, and obscuration are seen as empty, void of meaning, and oneself and all others are freed from suffering and established in happiness. Whereupon the Hri is absorbed and in a flash turns into Chenrezig, great continuum seeing, the essence of all refuge. He sits in the cross-legged or Vajra position upon the white moon disk and the lotus. His body is radiant, the color of newly fallen snow in bright sunlight, and rainbow light shines forth from him. Two of his hands hold a wish-fulfilling gem positioned at his heart center in an attitude of prayer. The second right hand is holding a crystal rosary, and the second left hand is holding the stem of a white lotus, the blossom of which is near his left ear. He is clothed in the finest of silk garments, embroidered in gold. His body is adorned with a superbly jeweled crown, beautiful earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, and a belt with small tinkling bells hanging from it. The golden brown skin of a now extinct antelope called a Trinasara drapes his left shoulder. Part of his hair is bound up in a knot on his head, while the rest falls freely over his shoulders. Above the crown of his head sits Amitabha, the Buddha of boundless light, red in color in Nirmanakaya form. Chenrezig's back is supported by a full moon, without stain. The three jewels, Om, Ah, and Hum, reside in Chenrezig, and he emerges as the unity, the complete fusion of these three, plus all forms of refuge there might be throughout beginningless samsara. He is looking with greatly compassionate eyes, smiling lovingly at you and all beings. With a heart filled with loving kindness, he watches over each and every sentient being. In his forehead is a white om. In his throat is a red ah. In his heart is a blue home. At its center is a moon disk upon which stands a white hri, encircled in a clockwise direction by the six syllables, om, ma, ni, pe, me, home. Streams of light from these syllables emanate out into space to invoke the jnanasattva, the real vibration of Chenrezi, to descend from the pure land of Dewa Chen in the southern direction. Then the light rays return, bearing innumerable forms of Chenrezi, like falling snow, pure white of all sizes, some as large as mountains and some as small as grains of mustard seed. They are perfect in every detail, and each one bears the Hri Bija in his heart, surrounded by the mantra garland. They enter and are dissolved into the form in front. From the sacred body of the most compassionate one, there emanates a white rainbow light. This light comes from the whole body of Chenrezi and from Amitabha Buddha seated on his head, but it is especially strong from Chenrezi's heart. White light, immeasurable and inconceivable, pours from Chenrezi, pervading the entire universe, inner and outer, bathing and purifying all creatures and creation. The outer realms are made inseparable from Dewa Chen, the Pure Land Paradise of Amitabha Buddha. All the beauty, sights, sounds, smells, etc., of joyous nature are here. One now begins to say the six-syllable mantra. Om Ma Ni Paid Me Hung. 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 Imagine that all sentient beings are repeating it, sounding like thousands of bees. The white rainbow light continues to pour forth from Chenrezi. You feel it entering the crown of your head, as it is also entering the crowns of the heads of every sentient being, and washing through the body, permeating your entire being. Om Sarva Tathagata Abhisekata Samya Shriya Hung. Om Sarva Tathagata Abhisekata Samya Shriya Ahum. Om Sarva Tathagata Abhisekata Samya Shriya Ahum. As the light fills your being, all unwholesomeness resulting from body, speech, and mind, and activity motivated by ignorance is made whole. When the light thoroughly cleanses one's being, there will be no cause for rebirth in the lower realms. When the light has completely filled yourself and all sentient beings, you and all manifestations become inseparable from the body, speech, and mind of the greatly compassionate Chenrezi. The form of Chenrezi becomes even more clear and bright, shining yet empty, like a rainbow. All manifestation is also a rainbow light, from the smallest particle to the vastness of heaven. Here there's no differentiation, no naming. All is jewel-like luminosity, so that outer, inner, and yourself as Chenrezi become one. With the removal of obscuration, there remains only rainbow clarity without contrivance. Form, sound, and awareness are inseparable from emptiness. Sounds are the buzzing of the mantra of Chenrezi. Now, in your heart center, there forms a six-petaled lotus. In the center of the lotus is a beautiful white Hri syllable, and on each of the petals there stands one syllable of the mantra. Om Ma Ni Pe Me Hung. From the Om emanates innumerable and uncountable Om syllables. From the Ma emanates innumerable and uncountable Ma syllables. From the ni emanates innumerable and uncountable ni syllables. From the pa emanates innumerable and uncountable pa syllables. From the me emanates innumerable and uncountable me syllables. From the hum emanates innumerable and uncountable hum syllables. Now visualize the six syllables returning to the hri syllable in your heart, which shines with a diamond white light from the center of the lotus. As the light returns, it is absorbed into the hri and is purified. As the mantra syllables return, they are absorbed into the hri and are purified. All the purified outer realms are now absorbed as light into the rainbow body of the Chenrezi above your head. Then he is absorbed as light through the crown of your head, merging with you. Your body now slowly dissolves, becoming light, which is absorbed into the lotus and mantra in your heart. The six petals and the mantra are absorbed into the hri of diamond white clarity. The hri begins to shrink and dissolve simultaneously until only a bright dot is left. The dot dissolves into the essential natural emptiness. Rest in the essential natural emptiness for some time, united with the mind of the Supreme One, free from viewing and viewed, inseparable from emptiness, abandoning all concepts without concern for duality, deity, or mantra. After having rested in natural emptiness for some time, the form of Chenrezi reappears in a flash. Whatever reappears is the face of Chenrezi. All manifestation is the body of Chenrezi. All sound is the sound of the six-syllable mantra. All activity of mind is the essential emptiness of Dharmakaya. Carry this thought with you throughout your daily life. Then, considering the lack of clarity and the confusion that still remains, one consciously states the sharing of the wholesomeness of this practice with all sentient beings, making the vow that one will continue to strive for purity of knowledge and compassion for the sake of all beings. With this aim, one prays to the greatly compassionate one to continue to look upon you and all others with loving care. Sarva Mangalam. May it benefit all beings.